Good evening. Welcome to the special meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. This is a special meeting. The date is October 21st, 2013. The time is 7:39 PM. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on October 16, 2013. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, posting on the district website and main bulletin board, and by faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Ms. Spitzer, would you please do the roll call?
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mrs. Verderama? Mrs. Cresty? Mr. Freda? Mr. Higgins? And Mr. Sturgis?
Here. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? Mrs. Grant, would you please lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, the purpose of tonight's meeting, it's a special meeting. The singular purpose of the meeting is for the Board of Education to have an opportunity to discuss Dr. Clark's achievement of the 2012-2013 Superintendent's Miracles. There is opportunity for public comment at the beginning of the meeting and at the end of the meeting. The only item that we will be discussing in executive session is Dr. Clark's achievement of her goals. When we come out of executive session, we are expected to vote on her achievement of the goals, and that's the only action item on the agenda tonight. After voting on achievement of the goals, which is action 14PN-099, there will be an additional recognition of the public, and then the meeting will adjourn. So at this time, we'll move on to public comments on agenda items only. There is nobody from the public here this evening, so we won't be hearing any public comments on agenda items. We'll move on to first recognition of the public. This is an opportunity of the public to speak on any item. Doesn't need to be on the agenda, and as there are no members of the public present, there will be no comments this evening. We're going to move on to the executive session language. Mrs. Spitzer, would you mind reading the language?
Whereas, while the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth nine types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e., without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing of the public's interest and the employee's privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority 124 NJ478, the employee and nature of discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality, is a discussion on superintendent's merit goals. whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 90 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action will be taken upon return.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Spitzer. I'm seeking a motion to move into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Kevin Malloy and seconded by Rachel McLaughlin. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we will now move into executive session. The time is 7:44.